Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you, getting you set for Game 5 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. After the Shorebirds took Game 1 of the series by a final of 8-3, it's been all Myrtle Beach since. The Pelicans have won 3 in a row, including a 17-3 romp on Wednesday, 8-3 on Thursday night. And then last night, Friday night, a 5-2 through-and-through win against Delmarva's Myrtle Beach has now won 3 in a row. They are 3 games above 500 at 8-5, tied for first place in the Carolina League Southern Division with Charleston, while Delmarva has descended down into the cellar of the North, tied with Lynchburg for last place in the Northern Division at 5-8, 4 games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals, now all alone in first place at 9-4. So the Shorebirds will try to right the ship here tonight and potentially salvage a chance at a series split. They lost their first series of the year here at home to Fredericksburg, dropping 2 out of 3. If Delmarva is unable to lose today, they will lose the series to Myrtle Beach, with the best that they can do being a 4-2 win when they come back and play tomorrow afternoon at 2:05. But we're hoping that the Shorebirds will have a chance to go for the split instead, as they send Ryan Long to the mound here tonight. The combo of Ryan Long and Dan Hammer, the Long Hammer connection, the tandem on the mound tonight for Delmarva. Long, no record, a 5.40 ERA. Dan Hammer, he is 1-0 with a 0.00 ERA. Shorebirds hitters will face off against Porter Hodge on the bump for Myrtle Beach. Hodge, no record, a 3.68 ERA. Hodge picked back in the 13th round in 2019 out of Utah, a high school pick by the Cubs, getting his second, or rather third, turn in the rotation with Myrtle Beach here today on a beautiful Saturday night here on the east. Sun bathing the field, shadows starting to creep in a little bit, but a gorgeous night for baseball here in late April. Shorebirds have gotten very good starting pitching as of late, and one guy who actually didn't start in the rotation, but he got his first start earlier this week against Myrtle Beach, was one Daniel Fetterman. Fetterman fired 4 innings of 2-run baseball back on Thursday. We finally had a chance to catch up with Dan and chat with him prior to today's contest. Unfortunately, a certain broadcaster forgot to check the battery level of his recorder, and the recorder turned off midway through the interview, so we have about 3 minutes and 45 seconds of that interview to air for you. So we'll go ahead and take a break and get you about 2/3 of a Daniel Fetterman interview that you're owed. We'll talk to Dan next after this break. You're listening to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, where we are joined by Thursday Saints starter for the first time in his professional career, Daniel Fetterman. Dan, how did it feel to get the call to start for the first time here with Shorebirds?
I mean, it was awesome. I hadn't started in probably been a year.
And my dad actually planned to fly in, so I was extremely happy he was able to, you know, come see that. And it was the first time he'd seen me throw in, you know, a professional uniform. So, you know, I'm glad everything went well. It felt good, and I'm happy he was able to see it.
And you'd been relieving for, I want to say, about 9-10 months straight since the second half of your final season at the University of Miami. Take me through the different preparation process from transitioning from relieving for maybe 2 to 3 frames to then saying, okay, I want to try to go 4 or 5 tonight to start this one out.
I think at the end of the day, you got to execute a pitch. It's the same exact game, except, you know, now you got to plan to go through a lineup 2 or 3 times rather than 1 time. So trying to figure out, you know, how you're going to plan the day before to, you know, what hitters you're going to face, figuring out what's working that day for you. You know, just because you got somebody out the first time with a certain pitch, you know, when you face them again, it might not be the same situation. You know, you might not have that pitch you had in the first inning. So, you know, just kind of figuring out what you have that day and what you don't and what you have to work with.
And the other thing that I know starting sometimes entails a little bit more is obviously you're trying to control yourself for potentially 4 or 5 frames while coming in as a reliever. You might be coming into a jam. You might be coming into more high leverage situations where your emotions might take over a little bit more. How do you control yourself then as a starter to keep a little bit more of a level head, so to speak, so you're not going to peak too early?
No, you definitely, you know, you can't go out there. Even if you are relieving, you probably shouldn't go out there and be max effort, but definitely as a starter, you can't go out there and just, you know, let the ball eat every single pitch. You know, you're going to burn out quick. I'm an intense guy. You know, I'm fiery. That doesn't mean I'm out there throwing max effort. You know, it's the same thing, you know, rather than worrying about, you know, right now it's going to be hard to just blow the ball by guys in professional baseball unless you're throwing 100 miles an hour. So, you know, just trying to work off my strengths rather than, you know, the hitter's strengths and, you know, using what works for me that day.
And for you, you're now even less than a year in your professional career. A year ago, what's different between Daniel Fetterman from the start of his final season at Miami to the one at the start of his season here with the Shorebirds?
I think I've added a couple pitches. You know, the staff here is unbelievable. The amount of analytics that I've, you know, been presented and shown, hey, you know, this works better to a lefty than you think. You know, you can throw this in certain counts and get away with it. You don't need to, you know, throw a pitch every time at the knees. You need to, you know, throw your pitches, make them work, and go after guys. I think, you know, it's just, you know, it's the same game as in college. You know, now it's just, you know, you want to win games and you're here to, you know, perform, but at the same time, you can't sacrifice your development for maybe an out that pitch. You know, there's certain times where, you know, you might want to throw something different or you might, you know, feel a little uncomfortable out there, but you're out there working on stuff. And I think it's an awesome process. I'm lucky, I'm blessed that I have the staff that we do because, you know, I think I'm in good hands and I think I'm only going to get better. So I'm excited.
And in signing with the Orioles after you finished your playing days with Miami, was the analytics and kind of the plan that they presented to you part of the draw to come to the Orioles?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I spoke to a couple people, you know, before signing. Heard nothing but positive things about the organization. I mean, I've been here less than a year and I feel like I've already learned a ton of stuff about myself. And, you know, I've been shown a few things that just a little adjustment here and there with Edgertronic camera.
The Shorebirds Kids Club presented by Maui Jack's Water Park is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the Flock Shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. As obviously with the interview, I didn't get to tell you we're going to go to the press and automotive group starting line, but alas,
fear not. Your Preston Automotive Group starting lineups are here. For the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and manager Buddy Bailey, it's Pete Crow Armstrong in center, then James Triantos at third. Kevin Alcantara is out in right field. Jacob Wetzel, DH, is bats fourth. Miguel Fabrizio at first base, then Ethan Hearn does the catching. Juan Mora bats seventh, he'll play second. Reginald Preciado, the shortstop, bats eighth. And Ezekiel Pagan is out in left, batting ninth, with Porter Hodge on the mound for Myrtle Beach. For Delmarva and manager Felipe Rojas Jr., Noelbert Romero leads off. He's at DH. Ryan Higgins in left, bat second. Greg Cohen at second base, he'll bat third. Isaac Baloney in center, bats fourth. Davis Tavares in right field, fifth. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, bats sixth. Josue Cruz over at first base will hit seventh, batting eighth. Moises Ramirez at third base. And Michel Montecone brings up the rear, batting ninth. He'll do the catching for Ryan Long. Currently striding out to the mound as the Birds have taken the field. We'll go ahead, take a break for the national anthem, come back with first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments with how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium. It's a beautiful Saturday night here in Salisbury, Maryland, and we've got Shorebirds baseball, game 5 of 6 against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans here this week. Shorebirds on a season-long three-game losing streak at the moment, all at the hands of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, as with those three wins in a row, the Pelicans are now three games above 500 at 8-5. The Shorebirds are three games under at 5-8. They'll try to snap this skid as they send Ryan Long to the mound to start this one. He'll be in tandem with Dan Hammer, the roommates, trying to do some work here. Shore, Long, 6'6", 240-pound righty out on the bump. And this is the defense manager, Felipe Rojas Jr., sets up behind him. It's Ryan Higgins out in left field, Isaac Baloney in center, Davis Tavares is out in right. Moises Ramirez is at the hot corner. Isaac De Leon's at short. Greg Cohen will play second base, continuing his rehab here with the Shorebirds this week. Josue Cruz plays first base, and Michel Montecone does the catching for Ryan Long. Ryan making his third outing of the season, his second start. So far, no record, a 5.40 ERA, but he's trending in the right direction. First appearance last week, it was on Tuesday evening at Lynchburg. He gave up 2 runs in 2 innings. 3 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, including a 2-run homer. And then later that week on Sunday, again against the Lynchburg Hillcats, he appeared in relief, going 3 innings, allowing 1 run on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. It's been a bit of a grind for Ryan through his innings thus far. He needed 56 pitches to get through 2 against Lynchburg last Tuesday. He needed 60 to get through 3. So I think the name of the game today for Ryan is a bit more efficiency. He's gotten to some long battles. His control has escaped him at times. And he's not allowed that 5-pitch mix of his, which can be so dynamic, to really play itself up. He goes with fastball, changeup, slider, curveball, and cutter. Very methodical pitcher out on the mound. Thinks through every single situation. And the first situation he'll have in this game is Pete Crow Armstrong to lead it off for Myrtle Beach. Left-handed batter has had himself quite a series here at Purdue Stadium. Long into the rock, his first pitch of the game. It's a fastball high and away at 95 for ball one. Just a second late at 7:06 here today, first pitch. Game time 10, just below 70 is the 1-0 on the outside corner for a called strike. 94 there from long, he'll sit mostly 92 to 96. Working from the first base side of the rubber, the 1-1. And Crow Armstrong flies it out of play, back behind home, and it's quickly 1-2. Crow Armstrong now in the season has an OPS just below 1,000 at 961. Two homers, seven driven in, with both homers and all seven RBIs coming this week. Long's 1-2. Fastball called. Six from Long freezes Crow Armstrong, as when Long went into his windup, he actually paused as he stepped into it. I don't know if that threw Crow Armstrong off or not, but we haven't seen him take that kind of pitch all week long. And Long able to ring him up for the first out of the game. So one out, nobody on. Here's James Triantos, right-handed batter. In the first pitch, breaking ball is high for ball one. Along with a very extensive warm-up process, he comes from the pitching school of Driveline. 1-0, rather, is rocketed into right field towards the line. Tavares off to play it on a couple of hops. Throw back into second, hold Triantos to a single as he's aboard as the game's first base runner. Triantos had last night off, back in the lineup here today, and making his presence felt very early. But Long, who was drafted technically out of Pomona Pitzer in the 17th round in 2021, hadn't actually played college ball for about 2 years. His junior season with the Sage Hens was cut short due to COVID, and then they didn't play in 2021. First pitch to Kevin Alcantara is high for ball one. So Long basically spent all of his time up at Driveline in Seattle, Washington. Long originally from Woodinville, Washington, not too far outside the city. And they really developed him into the pitcher he is today. 1-0. Alcantara takes. Curveball a little high for ball two. Alcantara, right-handed batter. On the season now, hitting 237. OPS at 652. No homers, seven driven in. He's got Triantos at first. One out. Top of the first, no score. Long comes set. His 2-0. Flips in a breaking ball that snipes the outside corner for strike one. So Long said they really perfected his mechanics, and then after that, it was about developing the pitches that would best suit his arsenal. What they came to was fastball, changeup, slider, curveball, cutter. 2-1. Fastball just a little bit high on the inside corner for ball three. And Long, with such good size, 6'6", 240, real pitcher's build. He's been able to work on that. He said from the time that his college career technically ended due to COVID, 3-1. Fastball down the middle for strike two. Could just go and throw on his own. He'd kind of travel the country a little bit with his friends and find every odd nook and cranny that he was able to do his plyos in. 3-2 pitch. Alcantara takes a called strike three. Fastball outside corner, along with his second backwards K here in the first, and there's two away. Trianto still at first. Long said he would find random parks, just anything, a brick wall, chain link fence, anywhere that he could get his work in. He always liked what they saw enough that they drafted him basically on suggestive evidence. Here's Jacob Wetzel, left-handed batter, takes the first pitch, changeup outside for ball one. 2 ounce man at first for Wetzel, native of basically Frederick across the bay, originally from Walkersville, has family in attendance here this week. He's put on a good show for him, 1-0. Back to the breaking ball outside for ball two. He's homered here in the series, a two-run shot in last night's game off of Alejandro Mendez in the seventh, his first of the season. Now driven in eight, hitting 238. Man at first, 2 outs. 2-0 pitch. Fastball outside corner, letter high for strike one. The only time Long had gotten on the mound in between when his college career ended and when he got drafted was a couple of innings in the Cape Cod League. 2-1, Triantos bluffs from first, and the pitch is fouled away by Wetzel, and the count's even at 2. And Long did enough in those Cape Cod League innings. He went 1-1, 9 2-thirds frames, struck out 10, walked 6. And the Orioles had seen enough that they felt it was worth it to draft him. 2-2 pitch. Wetzel swings and misses as Long throws 94 by him as he picks up 3 strikeouts in the first to Strand Triantos at first base after his one-out single. We go to the bottom of the first. Scoreless after a half inning of play here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where you show how much we care and so much to protect each day. Nationwide is more.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game, and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
To the bottom of the first we go. Myrtle Beach down scoreless in the top half of the first, so the Birds come to bat in a scoreless game against Porter Hodge, making the start for Myrtle Beach, his third outing in the season, trying to bounce back from a rough one against Augusta. Right-handed arm, 6'4", 230. He's on the bump, and this is the defense. Buddy Bailey sets up behind him. It's Pagan in left, Crow Armstrong in center, Alcantara out in right, Triantos at third as the first pitch comes home to Noelbert Romero. Fastball down and away for ball one. Preciado at short, Mora at second, Fabrizio at first, and Ethan Hearn does the catching. Noelbert Romero, a name you haven't heard in a little bit, 1-0. Fastball in the outside corner from Hodge for strike one since April 15th when he tweaked his hamstring running the bases at Lynchburg. 1-1 pitch. Romero takes, fastball bounces in for ball two. Noelbert was off to a hot start. He was 6-for-14, the homer and 2 driven in. 20-year-old out of Caracas, Venezuela. Never had to hit the IL. He just had a couple of days off, basically. Started running the bases a couple days ago. 2-1. Romero swings, breaks his bat on a slow roller to second. Mora a few steps to his left. Goes and picks it up. Throws to first to retire Romero for the first out here in the bottom of the first. Good start for Porter Hodge. Hodge saw the Augusta Green Jackets twice last week, pitching on Tuesday and Sunday. First time against Augusta, he was nearly perfect. 4 innings, allowed just 2 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. First pitch to Ryan Higgins. Fastball is low for ball one. But then Augusta was able to adjust against him on Sunday. Hodge went 3 1/3, allowed 3 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. 1-0. Fastball runs in for ball two. Hodge split last year between the Arizona League for the Cubs, and then also with Myrtle Beach. 2-0, fastball in the outside corner, 2-1. Down in the Arizona Complex League, Hodge was 1-2 with a 7.45 ERA in 7 starts. 29 innings, punched out 35. Lined up in the 2-1 to Higgins. Ryan swings and misses, fastball up the ladder, can't catch up. Counts 2-2. Higgins hitting .225 on the season, came off the bench last night. As time called at the plate, Higgins steps out. Provided an RBI single in the 8th inning. 2-2 pitch. Higgins takes down in the dirt. Second time that Hodge has spiked a fastball here in the first. It counts full. Higgins is trying to find his groove. He's still been drawing walks, getting on base at a .354 clip, but not driving the ball like you really expect from him. 3-2.
Higgins swings and drives in the air to right, chasing Alcantara, and drops the ball. Hit off the palm of his glove and fell down. His throw into second got by Preciado, but Triantos was backing it up, luckily for Myrtle Beach. As it's just one error on the play, Alcantara drops the fly ball. He was under it, reached out for it with one hand, and just hit his palm and he dropped it. So a break for the Birds. Higgins aboard at first. First base runner of the game for Delmarva. See if Greg Cullen can capitalize. Left-handed batter. First pitch. Slider down and in on his back foot for ball one. Here at the ballpark, you'll see that Greg wearing a shin guard for the first time here in this series. And with good reason, he drilled his own shin during batting practice today. Nicked himself up pretty good. They asked him, is that going to change anything for you? He said, heck yeah, I'm going to wear a shin guard now. 1-0, swing and a miss, fastball down and in 1-1. It's actually Ryan Higgins did the same exact thing right before him in the batting cage. Higgins also now rocking the shin guard today. Always better to be safe than sorry. 1-1. Cohen swings, hits a flare down the left field line, chasing in Pagan, and the left fielder gets there, shaded perfectly towards the line. Able to pick it off and hold on for the second out of the inning. Higgins returns to first. So two outs, a man at first, and that brings up Isaac Bologna. Bologna switch hitter, batting left. Hodge last year with Myrtle Beach was 1-1 with a 3.74 ERA. Oddly enough, going up the ladder, he ended up pitching far better. 21 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 29. The first pitch to Bologna, swinging a foul tip in and out of Hearn's mitt. Strike one. One out error allowed Higgins to reach as Alcantara dropped the fly ball and right. Now Bologna trying to make Myrtle Beach pay for the error. Isaac hitting 270 on the season. 0-1. Higgins runs, pitch outside. The throw to second is not in time. Higgins in with a headlong dive. She's able to swipe the base and get in scoring position here with two away. Of course, by the time that Hodge threw home, so he just committed all the way. Picked a good pitch to run on a breaking ball outside. And Higgins has his second stolen base of the season. 1-1 to Bologna. He swings and hits it in the air out of play, third base side. Counts 1-2. Hodge, as you would have guessed, as somebody born in Salt Lake City, Utah, had actually committed to the University of Utah to play in college before getting picked by the Cubs in the 13th round. 1-2. Bologna swings, hits a grounder towards the whole left side. On a slide, Preciado picks it up. Has no play as he'll try to throw behind Higgins at third, but Ryan stays put on the bag. It's an infield single for Bologna, and the Birds have men at the corners and two away for Davis Tavares. Tavares, to my recollection, this might be the first game at home that he's not hit in the cleanup spot. He drops down to the 5-0 here and has a pretty big at-bat here in the first inning. No score. Men at the corners, two outs, first pitch. It's down low for ball one. Hodge having a little trouble commanding that heater, especially missing low with it. Guess better than missing belt high. Fiddles with the ball behind his back, now comes set. 1-0. Tavares swings and fouls it away, right field side, 1-1. Davis hitting 267 on the season, but just a 277 on base percentage as he's walked just once. Back in game two of the season against Fredericksburg. 1-1. Breaking ball, swatted on the ground up the middle to his left. Preciado gloves it and flips to second to force out Bologna. And in the inning, Birds threaten with two outs, but they strand men at the corners. And as we go to the second, we're scoreless here from Purdue Stadium on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear.
From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the second, no score after one. Sam Jelinek here with you for game 5 of 6 between Myrtle Beach and Delmarva this week. Myrtle Beach has taken the past 3 after Delmarva took the opener. So the Pelicans looking for an early series win here on Saturday night. Shorebirds trying to push it till Sunday and maybe earn a split. Both teams stranded runners aboard in their first innings as Ryan Long goes back to work here in the second. Struck out 3 in the first, but it took him 17 pitches. His first pitch of the frame here to Miguel Fabrizio. This is down and away for ball 1. Fabrizio, left-handed batter, playing first base again tonight for the Pelicans. 1-0. Swing and a miss out in front of an off-speed pitch, and the count's 1-1. Fabrizio 4 for 24 this season, with all 4 hits coming this week. 1-1. Waits back in the breaking ball, but breaks his bat on a soft hopper towards short. De Leon gloves it, throws to first to retire Fabrizio. And there's one away here in the second. Here in this game, and that brings up Ethan Hearn doing the catching tonight for Myrtle Beach. Played last night, was 1 for 2 as he takes a first pitch at 71, slow breaking ball from Long there for strike 1. Hearn, left-handed batter. No score, top of the second. 1 out, nobody on the pitch. Breaking ball bounces in for ball 1. Long, out of Division 3, Pomona Pitzer. Chose the school because of its academic style. 1-1. Off speed is high. Looked like the slider, 2-1. Said he had been looking at maybe going to some Ivy Leagues, but settled on Pomona Pitzer, going closer to home. 2-1. Fastball swung on and missed, tailing away from Hearn. The count's 2-2. Prior to the pandemic, and then really after it as well, Long had been committed to actually go to Georgetown, continue his baseball career as he steps into his wind. 2-2. And Hearn fouls it away. Count stays even at 2. Again, that was that delayed windup from Long. He steps into it and basically just pulsates on his foot before finally stepping into it, kind of Johnny Cueto-esque with the delay, using the pitch clock to his advantage. 2-2. Swung on and missed. Fastball up in the zone. Throws 93 by Hearn, and there's 2 away here in the second. 4 strikeouts tonight for Ryan Long. That's a new career high. But once Long was drafted by the Orioles, he forewent that college commitment to Georgetown. But he's still not done with school, at least not yet. Long actually hopes to one day attend law school. First pitch to Juan Mora is a breaking ball high for ball 1. Last year, when he was down to FCL, he actually studied and then took the LSAT. So he's got that in his back pocket. 1-0. Fastball in the outside corner for a college strike. He's not sure what law he's going to study yet. Kind of likes business law, maybe medicine law. I, of course, suggested why not negotiation. 1-1, swing and a miss. Mora can't connect on the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Or perhaps he leagues, find himself as a union rep, or maybe head of the union. Long again, pauses into his windup. Now the 1-2 to Mora. He reaches forward and floats it in the air to left, chasing Higgins back a few steps. He camps under it now and makes the catch with one hand to retire the side in order here in the second. Ryan Long throws a scoreless second, and we go to the bottom of the second. No score here from Purdue Stadium on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Oh, I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second, scoreless here from Purdue Stadium. Isaac De Leon leads the pitch. The fastball up and in for ball one. 6-7-8 due up for the Shorebirds after they stranded men at the corners in their home half of the first. 1-0, big swing and a miss by De Leon. Fastball up in the zone. Counts even at 1. De Leon still playing bingo at the plate. 0-83 to start the year. 1-1, breaking ball in the dirt for ball 2. He is getting on base at a 267 clip despite that horrendous average. He's walked 9 times to lead the Shorebirds this season, including drawing a walk in 6 of 11 games. Hodge gets a fresh baseball out on the mound. Works from the full wind with nobody on. Steps into it, the 2-1. De Leon takes down and away for ball 3. So 3 balls and 1 strike on De Leon is Isaac taking a little bit more time to get back into the box. Hodge gets another fresh baseball out on the mound. Evidently not liking any of the pearls that have been given to him over the past couple of pitches. 3-1. De Leon breaks his bat on a soft grounder up the middle behind the second base bag. The second baseman, Mora Fields, in his throw to first, not nearly in time as it dribbled towards the bag, and De Leon able to beat it out. Fabrizio couldn't pick it anyways. Nice play by Mora, even getting to that baseball well behind the second base bag. Got it on the backhand through across his body. Now bring up Josue Cruz with a man at first and nobody out. Changed his walk-up music today. Did have a classic rock tune before. I forget which one. First pitch. Cruz stakes down low for ball 1. And he astutely went with Florida Georgia Line's Cruz. As a broadcaster, I should appreciate that wordplay, but I'm not sure I do. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Josue swings and misses, 1-1. De Leon at first with a Cruz at the plate, 7-for-38 this year, a homer, 5 driven in. Hands held high from the left side. Hodge from the stretch of the pitch, and Cruz fouls it back out of play. Counts 1-2. Josue has had a bit of a problem with the strikeout this season. Right now, second in the league in K's with 24. It's in 38 at-bats. 1-2. Cruz waits on the breaking ball and swings through it. Looks like he had it timed up a little better there. But he can't connect. Hodge with his first strikeout of the game, and there's one away here in the second. I'll bring out Moises Ramirez. Ramirez was putting on a show during batting practice today. Shorebirds had one of their classic competitions. First pitch to Ramirez, looping curveball, falls in for a strike, 0-1. The end of everybody's normal BP rounds, we'll kind of do a money ball round, so to speak. Person with the most hard hit balls, 0-1. Ramirez swings and misses at another curveball, it's 0-2.
First one of the most hard hit balls, over 95. Gets a point. And potentially the win. You hit a home run, you get 2 points, and so on and so forth. Well, Ramirez hit about 3 moonshots. 0-2. Able to foul it back. Stay alive. End up winning the grand prize of $20. That's cold, hard cash. Oh, and 2 on Moises, trying to find his stride, 7 for 40 this year. That's 175 average. Throw over to first, and De Leon back in with the dive. First time that Hodge has checked in on him. One out, bottom of the second. Shorebirds and Pelicans scoreless at the moment. Hodge set at the belt, leg kick the pitch. Ramirez takes, liner outside, counts even at 2. Hodge fiddles with the ball behind his back. Now comes set at the belt. Square to the plate. The 2-2. Ramirez swings and misses. Fastball just off the outside corner. Can't connect with it. And Hodge with back-to-back strikeouts after the De Leon leadoff single. Albert Michael Montecone. Ninth man in the order for Delmarva, doing the catching tonight. 2 for 22 this season. De Leon at first, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Montecone takes, slider at the belt, outside corner for strike 1. Long and Hodge thus far throwing pretty well opposite each other. Long with 4 strikeouts through 2, Hodge with 2 strikeouts himself. 0-1. Montecone checks his swing, but ball meets bat and he flares it out of play right field side. Down on the count here, 0-2. Montecone hit a .175 last year down the FCL. 2 homers, 7 driven in. 20 years old out of La Habana, Cuba. 0-2, waits back in the breaking ball, hits a one-hopper to short, grabbed by the shortstop Preciado. He flips to second to get De Leon on the fielder's choice and end the inning. Shorebirds again strand a man aboard, and we go to the third. We're all scoreless here from Salisbury on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song. I love these nachos. I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks, a bingo offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care, the best care by the best people in the best place, home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third here from Purdue Stadium. We're still scoreless between Myrtle Beach and Delmarva. We went scoreless through the first 5 innings last night. Or rather, we went scoreless into the fifth last night. It should be more accurate there until Myrtle Beach scored twice in the fifth on a Pete Crow Armstrong 2-run single. Reginald Preciado leads it off for Myrtle Beach here in the third. Switch hitter bats left. Ryan Long back to work, and his first pitch fastball is in at the knees for strike 1. Mentioned Pomona Pitzer, Long's alma mater, a couple of times now. 0-1. Preciado taps a breaking ball foul up the first base side. It's 0-2. Probably never heard of Pomona Pitzer, but if you are an NBA fan, there is a chance that you know two of its most famous alums. 0-2 on its way from Long.
Preciado fouls it straight back, and we stay at 0-2. Preciado on the season, 4 for 40, even 100. No homers, 2 driven in. 18 years old out of Panama. Long working quick, the 0-2. Bounces in the breaking ball, gets by Mount Tacone to the backstop. It's 1-2. But one of the greatest head coaches in NBA history actually got his start at Pomona Pitzer. That's one Greg Popovich, head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. Long taking his time, and finally time called at the plate. Preciado steps out. And after Popovich led the program from 79 to 1989, is none other than current Milwaukee Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. 1-2. Preciado swings and misses. 94 from Long as he throws it by Preciado for his 5th strikeout of the game. So a small liberal arts school out in California has produced not one but 2 NBA champion head coaches, all coming from a Division III level. First pitch to Ezequiel Pagani, swings and hits a worm burner to first, screws down to a knee, grabs it, takes it to the bag himself as the first baseman retires Pagan on one pitch for the second out here in the third. Now, Pomona Pitzer has not yet produced a major leaguer, although they have had a couple of draft picks. Most recently, before Long, the Red Sox took Tanner Nishioka, I believe it was back in 2016, out of Pomona Pitzer. Top of the order, Pete Crow Armstrong in as Long loses control of one and spikes it at Crow Armstrong's feet, hits his toe, and he's aboard on the hit batter. Tough there for Long after having retired 7 in a row to have that streak come to an end on that kind of pitch. He just lost control of that one, gripped a breaking ball a little bit too tightly. So now Crow Armstrong at first, got to worry about him running. Stole the base last night and stolen 2 in the series, but was also caught last night. There's a big lead here. Long high set. Here's the pitch. And it's ripped down the left field line towards the corner. That'll drop in for a base hit. Cut off by the left fielder Higgins. His throw to third. Crow Armstrong there, and it's in time. Ryan Higgins throws out Pete Crow Armstrong, trying to go first to third with 2 outs here in the third as he breaks the cardinal rule, and Higgins makes him pay for it. We go to the bottom of the third. We're scoreless here after 2.5 on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase you today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gallant on the call, both home and away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
We go to the bottom of the third, and still a scoreless game after Ryan Higgins throws out Pete Crow Armstrong at third to end the top of the frame. Top of the order due up for the Shorebirds, to Albert Romero, and then the defensive wizard Ryan Higgins will hit second, followed by Cullen here in the frame. Porter Hodge back to work for Myrtle Beach. Here's his first pitch of the inning, and Romero takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. And Albert back in the lineup for the first time since April 15th, 0-1. Hodge misses outside with a slider for ball one. Pretty good timing for Romero to be able to get back to game action. 1-1. Romero takes a fastball high for ball two. So he worked his way back pretty slowly. Don't want to push it too fast after a hamstring injury that can be so tricky to rehab from. 2-1. Romero takes. Fastball at the knees and the count's even at 2. You add in Daryl Hernandez needing a few days off after tweaking his own leg. 2-2. Fastball up and in. Romero has to duck out of the way and the count's full. Romero should have more than enough playing time, especially with Greg Colvin's rehab stint presumably wrapping up after tomorrow. 3-2 on Romero to kick off the bottom of the third. Wind up the pitch, and Romero swings and misses. Can't connect on the letter-high fastball, and Hodge has his third strikeout of the game. One away here in the third inning. And I'll bring up Ryan Higgins. Higgins ended the top of the frame with his third outfield assist already on the season. All of them coming from left field. Pretty soon, nobody's going to be running on him out there at all. Ryan actually a converted infielder. He still plays a good bit of infield. First pitch to him. He swings and floats it in the air to right field towards the alley. Alcantara over, and the right fielder makes the grab to retire Higgins, and there's two away here in the third. But prior to his first outfield assist of the season during the first weekend against Fredericksburg, Higgins had actually never had one outfield assist. He primarily played third base in college. He had seen a few innings in the outfield here and there. Even going back further than that, high school days as well, never thrown anybody out from the outfield. Now he's got three here in the first 2.5 weeks of the season. First pitch to Greg Cullen on its way. Breaking balls on the inside corner for strike one. Scoreless game, bottom three. 2 outs, nobody on for Cullen. Greg will be playing 7 innings again here tonight. 0-1. Cullen takes, breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. We talked a little bit about his Arizona Fall League tenure last year. Helped win AFL championship with his squad. 1-1. Cullen swings. It's a weak tapper towards first. Fabrizio on the cutout of the grass. Gloves it and flips to Hodge covering at the bag to retire Cullen and end the inning. We're through three complete. No score here from Purdue Stadium on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delta Tower 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Second straight game, we're scoreless after 3 innings at Purdue Stadium as we rumble on to the fourth. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Alcantara, Wetzel, and Fabrizio against Ryan Long. Working into the fourth inning for the first time this season. Right now at just 38 pitches as he has been far more economical here tonight than he had been in his first 2 outings. Right on right matchup here to begin the frame in the first pitch. Slow breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Alcantara punched out looking against Long back in the first. Long peers in for his sign. Works from the first called the plate. That was going to save Long there. The pitch clock was down to 5. Still hadn't gotten his sign yet as Alcantara bails him out. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went to the Frisbee slider, and Alcantara reached out for it. It's 0-2. Alcantara from the right side with a natural green bat. Long leg kick, the pitch. Swing and a miss. He tripled up on the slider and got Alcantara to wave through it again. He sets him down on strikes for the second time tonight. And there's one away here in the fourth. Now six punch-outs this evening for Long. Easily a career high for him in the minors. See, he'd worked all of 12 innings coming into tonight and then struck out 12. First pitch to Jacob Wetzel. Fastball fired in at the knees for strike one. Ryan wasting no time, already back on top of the bump. Wind up the pitch. Backdoor breaking ball just misses. Almost had the edge, but the count's even at one. Wetzel, the Maryland native, feeling right at home here at Purdue Stadium this week. The pitch, breaking ball on top of Wetzel's shoe, Thompson, it nicked him. Basically the same way Pete Crow Armstrong got hit. Armstrong couldn't get out of the way. A slider down and in. Ditto for Wetzel. As Long calls time and wants the catcher, Michel Montecone, to come meet him halfway. See what this is about here. So they'll just go over how they want to pitch to Fabrizio now. Fabrizio grounded out to short his first time up on a broken bat. Man at first, one out. Scoreless game, top of the fourth. Fabrizio from the left side, long the stretch and the pitch. Fastball up for ball one. Wetzel's stolen five bases this season. Right now he has a pretty short lead. Long high set, wheels and deals. Fastball runs out times tonight. Actually, since the first inning, that Long has fallen behind a batter. After giving up a single to Triantos in the first, who then singled off of him again in the third. 2-0. Fastball just a little bit high on the inside corner for ball three. Long retired seven in a row in between. And if it weren't for Pete Crow Armstrong getting thrown out at third to end the third inning, Long would have been in some trouble with two outs. 3-0. Swung on, foul tip, held on to by Montecone. 3-1. Fabrizio getting the green light there. Not really surprising. Swung a good bat here this week. Finished a triple shy of the cycle the other night. 3-1. Fabrizio takes high for ball four as Long's fastball command suddenly eludes him there. Up to second goes Wetzel. Fabrizio at first on the walk. First allowed by Long here tonight. And there's two on with one out. Long about to throw his 50th pitch of the game. So still no action out in the Shorebirds bullpen, although Dan Hammer is waiting in the wings for some point tonight. Here's Ethan Hearn. First pitch. Fastball finds the bottom of the zone for strike one. Hearn, left-handed batter, struck out swinging his first time up. Using a cherry red bat, stands out pretty well against his light blue jersey. 0-1. Change up floats outside for ball one. Myrtle Beach wearing their alternate lighter blue solid jersey for the third straight night, coinciding with their winning streak. Pelicans in gold across the front with gold numbers on the back. 1-1. Hearn takes down and in as the slider gets away from Long. That same miss where he hit Crow Armstrong and Wetzel. Shorebirds in their alternate blacks. D-Bird logo on the left chest. Orange piping up the middle. Two balls and a strike on Hearn. Here it comes. And he swings and pops it back out of play. And the count's even at two. Long in his first pickle of the game. First time that Myrtle Beach has had two runners on base for an actual batter. They had Crow Armstrong and Triantos at base to end the third until Crow Armstrong was thrown out at third to end the inning. 2-2. And Hearn rips it down the right field line. That's down for a base hit, and it goes all the way to the wall. One run scores for Fabrizio, getting the wave around third. The relay throw to the plate is cut off by the first baseman, Cruz. And it's a two-run double for Ethan Hearn as Myrtle Beach strikes first for the second straight night. They lead it 2-0 here in the fourth. This is the Buffalo Wild Wings. Get down the game. It's the pitch left up in the zone by Long, and Hearn turned on it. Second double of the season, RBIs number 4 and 5. And the Pelicans have a 2-0 lead, and out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hallmacher. Thomas Girard starting to loosen out in the Shorebirds bullpen, just in case this inning gets away from Long a little bit more. Sure, Delmarva would prefer to have Long work through the rest of the fourth and maybe the fifth if he can get out of this inning without throwing too many more pitches. A couple of times last year, the Shorebirds tandems were able to cover the entirety of the game. We haven't had that happen yet this year. But with last night, the Shorebirds having to use 3 relievers, starting to run a little bit thin in the bullpen. Man, at second one out, here's Juan Mora. First pitch breaking ball backs up off the inside corner for ball one. Mora flied out to left his last time up. 1-0. Fastball high and tight for ball two. Mora getting his second consecutive start after being added to the Pelicans roster. He was 2-for-2 last night with 2 singles and a walk. 5-9, right-handed batter, the 2 down the right field side. And the count's 2-1. Long looks to second. Hearn not being held on too tightly, the pitch. And Mora again shoots it out of play right field side. And the count's even at 2. Long trying to control the pace of the game. Gets his sign. Comes ready. Stares back out at second. Now fires home. And Mora rolls over a grounder to third on the short hop picked by Ramirez as he throws across the diamond to retire Mora. And there's 2 away here in the fourth. Hearn stays put at second. So 2 outs, a man at second for Reginald Preciado. Struck out his first time up. Switch hitter bats left. Open stance. Hearn dances away from second, the first pitch. Slow breaking ball flips in on the outside corner at 71 for strike one. Preciado, a top 15 prospect by all accounts. MLB Pipeline at 11, Baseball America at 14. Long stares out at second, now delivers. Preciado fouls it back, 0-2. Preciado last year down in the Arizona Complex League hit .333, but he is off to just a terrible start with Myrtle Beach this year. 4-for-41. Trying to find his footing. It's a part of the Yu Darvish trade along with Yason Santana. Next pitch misses outside to Preciado for ball one. So many players on this Myrtle Beach roster coming from outside the Cubs organization. 1-2. Fastball a little low. The count's even at 2. I think Long starting to sense that should he get Preciado, that's probably it for him in the night. Trying to dig deep here. Find one more punch-out pitch. Man, it's so swings and misses as Long fires 92 on the outside corner to strike out Preciado for the second time tonight. And Strand Hearn out at second. But it's a 2-run double from Ethan Hearn that gives Myrtle Beach the lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Nothing hole for the Shorebirds as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Myrtle Beach now on top after Ethan Hearn's two-run double. Franks scored this deadlock. 4-5-6, two up for the Shorebirds against Porter Hodge. He's fired three shutout innings. Six swings, hits a high chopper to first, almost over the head of Fabrizio as he leaps up into the air to grab it. The first baseman takes it to the bag himself to retire Bologna. Fabrizio almost overran that high chopper. He charged in, then jumped. And he almost had it fly over his head. At the time he leapt up, he was almost too high, and it nearly hit off the bill of his cap. But Bologna retired. He's now 1-for-2. Brings up Davis Tavares, 0-for-1 tonight. The first pitch, Davis swings and hits a sky-high pop-up on the center of the diamond. The pitcher, Hodge, looking to call for it, and he makes the catch halfway between the mound and home. He took command of the situation, and Porter Hodge got under it and slightly comfortably makes the catch as he's got a huge smile on his face as he called off the infielders and did it himself. Normally, you'd see at the last moment one of the other four infielders come in and take command, but Hodge acted like he had it the whole way. First pitch to Isaac De Leon, fastball down the middle for strike one. Three pitches here in the inning, two outs, as De Leon will try to extend the frame, 0-1. Down and away with a slider for ball one. That was not an easy pop-up to grab either. That thing was a skyscraper. 1-1 is low to De Leon for ball two. Isaac, an infield single, his first time up. Shorebirds down 2-0, bottom of the fourth. Hodge gets his sign, turns, and fires. De Leon pops it in the air, down the right field line. Chasing towards the bullpen, that'll run out of play. Counts 1-2. So a ball and two strikes on De Leon. Hodge waits for his fielders to get back into position. Now ready to go. Squints in, gets his sign. The pitch coming home is a breaking ball high and tight. And the count off pitch to De Leon. Isaac swings and hits another skyscraper, this time to the right side of the diamond. First baseman Fabrizio calling for it, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Porter Hodge with a 1-2-3 fourth, as he's now retired 9 in a row. And we go to the fifth. It's 2-0 Myrtle Beach here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style?
Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen to tell you about as the Shorebirds. Dan Hamner has relieved Ryan Long out on the mound for the Shorebirds. Long goes four innings, allows two runs on three hits, one walk, seven strikeouts. First man all faces Ezekiel Pagan, and Hammer's first pitch fastball is outside for ball one. Long a solid start, but right now on the hook for the loss. Set a career high with seven punchouts. 1-0 from Hammer. Pagan takes just outside again at 90 for ball two. Hammer, 6'2", 210 pounds, out of the University of Pittsburgh. 13th round pick back in 2019. Wind up the 2-0. Fastball down and in for ball three. Hammer making his third appearance of the season, second time out of the bullpen. So far, he has not allowed an earned run in 6 2/3 innings, although he's danced around danger. 3-0 pitch. Fastball just a little bit high for ball four, and Pagan walks on four pitches to open up the fifth. So that'll bring up Pete Crow Armstrong. Top of the order here for Myrtle Beach. For Armstrong, hit on the toe his last time up. 0 for 1. Hammer from the stretch. Here's the pitch. For Armstrong, shows bunt and drops it down foul down the third base side for strike one. Hammer last time out, making his first start of the year on the 17th at Lynchburg. Three shutout innings, did not allow a hit. Walked three, struck out three. Walks have been the name of the game for Dan over the past 2 years. 0-1, where Armstrong takes down and in for ball one. Obviously, so far he has yet to allow an earned run, but Hammer has walked 7 6 2/3 while striking out eight. He's only allowed one hit. But last year, he struggled with the walks down in the FCL. 1-1. Fastball swung on and missed. Gets straight by Monticone to the backstop, and up to second goes Pagan. And a snap throw back to second as Pagan had counts 1-2. So a man in scoring position and nobody out here in the fifth. Myrtle Beach looks to extend their lead on top 2-0. Crowd a little slow clap trying to get Hammer going against Crow Armstrong. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Change up fools Crow Armstrong badly as he goes flailing at the pitch outside. And Hammer with his first strikeout out of the pen, a big one. Gets the first out of the fifth with Pagan still out at second. Crow Armstrong now 0-2. I'll bring up James Triantos, who is 2-2 in the game. Two singles. First pitch, breaking ball misses outside for ball one. Hammer, three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, changeup. For the most part against Lynchburg, Hammer was primarily just fastball. He said his first outing against the Hillcats, he was 90% four-seam fastball. Here tonight, a bit more mixed, 1-0. Fastball inside corner at the knees for strike one. Toronto, second-round pick out of high school last year by the Cubs. Off to a slow start, but looking to turn a corner with two hits tonight. Came into the game hitting 178. Looked to second, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Tried to check his swing on a pitch down and away. Oh, no, they say he didn't go. Oh, man, it looked like Triantos went around on the check swing, but no dice as Trey Jester out at second. So the count 2-1. Pagan out at second for Myrtle Beach, top of the fifth. Hammer sent the pitch. Fastball is down and away for ball three. Dan began his professional career with short season Aberdeen
where in 35 innings he had a 1.29 ERA in 2019. 41 walked, just 13. 3-1 pitch. Trianto swings and fouls it back. The count's full. But then after the COVID-canceled season, went down to Florida, was looking to break camp, his elbow started bothering him, and he was held down and extended, and eventually started rehabbing with the FCL Orioles. But things never went right, as last year in 19 and two-thirds innings, he walked 36, allowed 27 earned runs. That's a 12.36 ERA. The Orioles stayed by his side as he dealt with some control issues. 3-2 pitch, and Triantos fouls it back out of play to stay alive. Hammer admits himself he went through the yips last year. He's trying to find the strike zone out in the mound, and Shorebirds have already seen some of that this season, not with Hammer, but Giancarlo Zieras, who has since been released, who couldn't find the strike zone on 16 pitches to open his season. As Hammer steps off, wants to go through the signs again. Hammer, despite some shaky control to start the season, has been able to bounce back from it each and every time. Impressive mental fortitude. 3-2 again. Slider down and away. Triantos lays off. Works the walk. Puts two on with one out for Kevin Alcantara. No harm, no foul for now for Hammer. He issues his second walk of the inning. This has been the name of the game for Dan. Has been issuing these walks and getting out of the jams. He can only walk that tightrope for so long. We'll see if he can continue to do it tonight. Set the bounce, first pitch to Alcantara. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. Dan, I believe, has family in attendance here tonight. The PA, just northeast. Went to Father Judge High School, then out to Pitt for college. 0-1 pitch. Down and away with the slider, 1-1. So his family not too far a drive here to Salisbury. It's about 2.5, 3-ish hours back to Philly from here. 2 on a good day. Alcantara from the right side, 0-2, 2 strikeouts. The 1-1. Fastball up and in, and that hit Alcantara on the hand. And he is down in a heap on the ground, but quickly gets up and will sprint down to first. And thankfully, I think Alcantara is okay. His man, when he went down, that is almost worst case scenario for any hitter, let alone one who has highly counted as Alcantara, who was a part of the Anthony Rizzo trade being sent from the Yankees to the Cubs. Quick check from the trainer, Nick Roberts, but Alcantara stays in the game. Now a precarious situation for Hammer. Bases loaded, one out. And Jacob Wetzel, the batter. Wetzel, 0-1, was hit by a pitch his last time up, as Hammer's first pitch passball misses high for ball one. Wetzel playing back in his home state, the only chance he'll have to do that here this season. Delmarva, the only Maryland-based team in the Carolina League, 1-0. Fastball at the knees at 94, Hammer reaching back for a little something extra. Counts even at 1. 2-0 Myrtle Beach, top of the fifth. Bases loaded, one out as Hammer on in relief of Ryan Long, trying to dance around two walks and a hit batter. Infield back, looking for the double play. Right on left matchup, the 1-1. Wetzel takes, fastball clips the outside corner, it's 1-2. This was a similar outing to Hammer's last time out against Lynchburg, when he walked three and hit two. 1-2 pitch. Wetzel swings in. De Leon towards the line, makes the catch. Infield fly rule called. And there's two away here in the fifth. Hammer continues to make the big pitches when he needs it. Now bring up Miguel Fabrizio. 0-1 tonight. Walked and scored last inning. Ethan Hearn, the man who opened the scoring with a two-run double, is on deck.
Fabrizio, left-handed batter. 4 for 25 this season. The first pitch, fastball on the inside corner, or slider, beg your pardon, on the inside corner for strike one. Base is loaded, 2 outs for the Pelicans. Shorebirds down 2-0, top of the fifth. Hammer from the belt, deep breath, here it comes. Fabrizio takes, changeup splits in the middle, 0-2. That is a big sign from Dan that his off-speed pitches now are finding the strike zone. Got the whole arsenal now going here in the frame. He needs just one more pitch to strand the bases juiced. No balls, 2 strikes, hammer set. Here's the pitch, and Fabrizio fouls it back to stay alive. Hammer to the back of the mound, grabs the rosin bag, now retoes the rubber. Leans in for the sign, sees something he likes, comes out of the belt. Light kick, the 0-2 again, and it's down and in. Somehow Fabrizio able to jackknife out of the way as Montecone keeps it in front. It's 1-2. Script that fastball a little bit too tightly. Sammer rubs up a new baseball behind the mound. Got to be careful here. The pitch clock already running. Down to 5. Hammer set. Here's his 1-2. Fabrizio swings and misses as Hammer strands the bases loaded here in the fifth by Puntsball. He worked himself into the jam. He pitched himself out of it. And as we go to the bottom of the fifth, we're halfway home. It's 2-0 Myrtle Beach here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road to the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth, Shorebirds still down 2-0 as the first pitch to Josue Cruz is fouled back off the facade of the sweet level and back down for strike one. Cruz leading it off here in the fifth. The Shorebirds 7-8-9 do up. Porter Hodge back into his wind, and his 0-1's a fastball way high since the catcher Hearn 1-1. Hodge has gone 4 shutout thus far. He's retired 9 in a row. 1-1 to Cruz. Josue dribbles it foul to the backstop, 1-2. Cruz struck out swinging his first time up. Hodge has punched out 3, hasn't walked a batter, allowed just 2 hits. Lanky ready into his wind. Here's the 1-2. Cruz checks his swing and was just barely able to nick it. His ball met bat, fouls it back, and we stay at 1-2. Josue, big left-handed batter, leans back and forth in the box, 1-2 again, and misses inside all the way to the backstop. And the count's even at 2 apiece. Josue has been the definition of 3 true outcomes this season. So at the moment, he sits at 70%. 3 true outcomes. 2-2. Cruz swings and misses. You can up that tally again. He's 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts now. here on the evening, up to 26 on the season and 40 at-bats. Fortunately for Jose, his three true outcomes has been weighted heavily, mostly by the punch-out. One out, nobody on. Here's Moises Ramirez. First pitch, he swings and drives in the air to straightaway center. Crow Armstrong racing back in front of the warning track. He settles up and makes the catch. Ramirez retired on the long drive to center. And there's quickly two away in the fifth. Hodge now at just 63 pitches through 4 2/3. That'll bring up Michael Montecone. Hodge has retired 11 in a row now. Montecone grounded out to short his first time up. Wind up the pitch, and Montecone off the thumbs shoots it foul right field side for strike one. Montecone, ninth man in the order, catching tonight for Delmarva. Right-handed batter, square stance, the 0-1. Montecone breaks his bat on a little flare back up the middle. On one hop, the second baseman Mora grabs it, but can't get a throw off from shallow center, and Montecone trades his bat for a base hit to keep the fifth inning going. The streak of 11 in a row retired for Hodge comes to an end. Romero in his return to the lineup, first time in 8 days. Romero 0-2. Romero had been playing so well before pulling that hammy. First pitch, Romero swings, rolls it on the ground towards the hole left side. Shortstop Preciado picks it up and goes the short way to second to force out Montecone and end the inning. Shorebirds do get a hit, but nothing else, as Porter Hodge is through 5 scoreless innings. We go to the 6th. Shorebirds down 2-0 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. We want so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the 6th, it's still Myrtle Beach 2 and Delmarva nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on Saturday night on the Eastern Shore. The sun is completely set, lights have taken full effect on a gorgeous late April evening. A little bit of chill, but not too bad at all. Perfect sweatshirt and shorts weather. Is it Dan Hammer? Stranded the bases loaded in the 5th with a big strike on Miguel Fabrizio. Try to post a bit of a cleaner 6th. As Ethan Hearn stands in to face him. Left-handed batter, Hammer the righty into his wind in his first pitch. Big swing and a miss, pulled the string on a changeup for strike one. Looks like it might be the same game plan tonight for Myrtle Beach as they had last night for Richard Gallardo, who went 5 scoreless. 0-1 to Hearn. Changeup floats outside, 1-1. Tonight it's Porter Hodge who's gone 5 scoreless, but a lefty up out in the bullpen. That looks like Luis Angel Rodriguez. Turn in the 1-1 to Hearn. Fastball high and tight spins him out of the box. 2-1. Hearn responsible for the only runs in the game. 2-run double back in the 4th. Ripped it down the right field line off of Ryan Long. Since departed. 2-1. Popped in the air out of play down the left field side. Counts even at 2. Big news from Birdland today is not good news. but John Means has announced that he will undergo Tommy John surgery in just about a week or so. As his season comes to an end, 2-2, bounced in by Hammer, slider, lost control of it, and the count's full. Means, who was sidelined about a week and a half ago now at this point, leaving a start, what was called a sprained elbow at the time. Eventually, they got one diagnosis, 3-2. Fastball is high, ball four, as Hammer walks his third out of the pen. Second straight inning, he's walked the leadoff man. There's a man at first for Juan Mora. Well, the O's got one diagnosis, didn't like it, went to get a second opinion, basically confirmed the first. Now Means will get Tommy John, miss the rest of the season, and hopefully be back around this time next year. Tough break for the O's ace. Hammer the stretch in the first pitch to Juan Mora. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Some actual scores from Birdland tonight. Bowie taking on Akron. Trails at 6-2. And the story was Akron starter Daniel Espina. 0-1. Mora checks his swing, slider in the dirt. Snap throw back to first. And just diving back in is Hearn. Head of the throw. Counts even at 1. Might remember Espino from last year with the Lynchburg Hillcats. Since moved up to Double A, and he struck out 11 batters in a row against Bowie. The 12th was Gunnar Henderson, who homered off of him. An unreal start to the game for Espino, as he struck out 14 in total over 5 innings. 1-1. Mora takes high for ball 2. Right now, Bay Sox trail 6-2 in the bottom of the 7th. They've taken the first 4 games of that series from Akron. Norfolk trailing Durham 7-2 right now. That's in the top of the 5th. Zach Lowther hit around a good deal for the Tides. 2-1. Mora swings and skies in the air, deep down the right field line, towards the corner. Right fielder Tavares gets under it and in fair territory makes the catch to retire Mora for the first out of the inning. Retreating to first is Hearn. Aberdeen in a barn burner with Greensboro. Trail 6-7 in the top of the 7th. 4 runs second for Greensboro, as Connor Norby and Cesar Prieto have each homered for the Ironbirds. One out, man at first. Here's Reginald Preciado. First pitch coming home. Preciado shows bunt, gets it down out in front of the plate. Catcher Montacone and pitcher Hammer miscommunicate. And finally, Montacone picks up the baseball. Preciado safe at first with a bunt base hit. Both Montacone and Hammer peeled off the ball, thinking the other was going for it. And by the time Montacone recovered, no play to be had. Hearn up to second, and it's a bunt single. Brings up Ezekiel Pagan with 2 on and 1 out. It's actually the first hit Hammer has allowed since last Tuesday. Pagan from the left side, 0-1 tonight. First pitch. He swings and fouls it back out of play for strike one. Pagan was the first man Hammer faced. Start the 5th. Hammer inning. Then at first and second, 1 out, it's 2-0 Myrtle Beach, top of the 6th. 0-1. Fastball lined softly towards second, over the jump of Cullen and on into center field. All the runners had to freeze, so they'll only take 90 feet as the throw cut off by Cruz in the center of the diamond. Back-to-back singles for Myrtle Beach. Loaded the bases here for the second straight inning with one away. And Pete Crow Armstrong, the leadoff man, coming to the plate. Almost looked like Coleman took a false step in before leaping for that line drive. Not sure it would have helped him anyways. Infield plays back against Crow Armstrong as the Birds will look to turn two on the speedy leadoff man. He's 0-2 tonight with 2 strikeouts, but he's driven in 7 in the series. Left-handed batter. Hammer's first pitch. It's down in the dirt with the changeup for ball 1. Hearn at third, Preciado at second, Pagan at first. 2-0 Pelicans, top of the 6th. Middle infield at double play depth. Third baseman Ramirez even with the bag. The 1-0. Fastball a little high for ball 2, and Crow Armstrong more than content to work the count. He will work a walk. It's on the season. Crow Armstrong has walked 8 times while striking out 8 times. Good plate command for a 20-year-old. 2-0. For Armstrong, swings and laces it by the third baseman Ramirez and down the left field line. One run scores. Preciado comes in to score, getting the wave around third. Here comes Pagan, and he'll score without a play. It's a three-run double for Pete Crow Armstrong as Myrtle Beach has broken it open in the sixth. They lead it 5-0. Crow Armstrong now up to 10 RBIs in the series. As he extends Myrtle Beach's lead here in the sixth, it's 5-0 Pelicans. And that's where playing even with the bag burned Ramirez. I'm not sure even if he's playing back, he'll have a better shot at it. But needed a quick reaction time there, couldn't get it on the backhand stab. Now here's James Triantos. He's 2-for-2, two singles and a walk. First pitch, swing and a miss, half-hearted cut on a slider down low for strike one. Those are the first earned runs Hammer has allowed this season. Now to just the three. Triantos from the right side. Hammer from the belt, the pitch. Slider down and away for ball one. Kelvin LaRoche starting to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Hammer at 45 pitches through an inning and a third. One one. Trianto swings and misses. Fastball pumped by him at 93. It's 1-2. Hammer stares in for a sign. Now comes set. Looks back to second in time called. Trianto steps out. 5-0. Myrtle Beach leads it here in the sixth. Look to second, the 1-2. Slider misses outside, and the count's even at 2. Triantos digs back in, taps the plate. Natural grain barrel of his bat, black handle. Waves it out at Hammer. Dan comes set. No look to second, the 2-2, and Triantos swings and fouls it back just to our right. And we stay even at 2. Hammer was able to come up with the big punch out to end the fifth and strand the bases loaded. Not as lucky this time against Crow Armstrong as he'll get a new baseball out in the mound. Two balls, two strikes. Crow Armstrong at second, being held close by the second baseman, Cullen. 2-2 again. Triantos takes a called strike three. Fastball inside corner at the knees. Hammer with his third strikeout out of the bullpen. There's two away. Kevin Alcantara, 0-for-2, struck out twice, was also hit by a pitch. A scary moment last inning. Looked like it got off his hand, but thankfully didn't do any damage. First pitch. Can't check his swing on a slider, and the dirt gets away from Montecone all the way to the backstop. Crew Armstrong with thoughts about coming home will just stay at third, taking 90 feet on the wild pitch. Strike one on Alcantara. So Crew Armstrong now at third. Strike on Alcantara, 0-for-2 tonight. 0-for-4 last night, stuck in a bit of a rut. 0-1. Fastball down and away at 94. Three-run double earlier in the frame by Crow Armstrong. Broke this game open. It's 5-0 Myrtle Beach here in the sixth. Runner now at third, two outs. 1-1 pitch. Alcantara swings and misses, late on the fastball. As Hammer has him caught in between the slider and the fastball here. Couldn't check his swing earlier on the slider, late on the heater. See where Hammer wants to go here with two strikes now. Crowd trying to push him over the finish line in the sixth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 95 as Hammer digs deep to blow it by Alcantara and strand Crow Armstrong at third to end the inning. But Myrtle Beach gets three more on the board. Pete Crow Armstrong a three-run double. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, it's Myrtle Beach 5 and Delmarva nothing here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes
life. The latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Now a 5-0 Myrtle Beach lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds looking for some offense, and they'll have a new arm to do it against out on the mound for Myrtle Beach as they turn to Luis Angel Rodriguez on this technique call to the bullpen. Rodriguez replaces Porter Hodge as Hodge fires five shutout innings, allowing just three hits. Didn't walk anybody, struck out four. He continues the good starting work from the Pelicans the past 2 days after Richard Gallardo threw five shutout last night. That's 10 straight scoreless innings for Myrtle Beach starters. First pitch here to Ryan Higgins. Fastball down the middle from Rodriguez for strike one. Rodriguez southpaw, four-seam fastball, curveball changeup. 6-1, 190 out of Veracruz, Mexico, 0-1. Curveball down and away for ball one. On the season, Rodriguez making his third outing. He's 1-0. Has not allowed a run yet in 4 2/3 innings. The pitch, Higgins shoots it down the right field side out of play. Counts 1-2. Rodriguez has struck out 5, walked 3. 22 years old. Works on the first base side of the rubber. Has actually just been called out. Automatic strike 3. And that's how the sixth inning begins. Thought time had been called. Instead, Higgins just rung up. And that's how the AB ends. First automatic called strike we've seen tonight. Inopportune for the Shorebirds there to lead off the sixth, down by five. Brings up Greg Cullen in the first pitch. Fastball outside for ball one. Cullen playing here on rehab from Bowie. 1-0. Cullen swings and lines it into right field, a base hit. Back-to-back games with a base hit for Cullen. After a single last night, he's 1-for-3 now here tonight. It's name of the game for Greg Cullen. Base hits all day long. Hit him to right, hit him to center, hit him to left. He'll roll out of bed and get you two knocks. So he's aboard here in the sixth with one away. And that brings up Isaac Baloney. Switch hitter will stay from the left side against the southpaw on the mound. First pitch. Breaking ball is high for ball one. Baloney opting to get a few at-bats against left-handed pitching here from the left side, as he has been much more productive as a left-handed batter this season. 1-0. Curveball snipes the outside corner, 1-1. Feels like his vision is better from the left side, as well as just his overall hitting and power. That's been borne out in the early results this year, as all four of his extra base hits have come from the left side. Two doubles and two homers. 1-1. Baloney swings and chops it foul up the first base side. It's 1-2. Even more than just the extra base hits for Baloney, all of his hits, all 10 of them this year, have come while hitting left-handed. He's 0-for-8, batting as a righty. Down the count here, 1-2. Cullen at first, 1 out. 1-2. spiked in. Cullen takes off for a second as Hearn blocks it. By the time he picks it up, has no play as Cullen slides safely into second. Good read from Cullen from first. That pitch was about 5 feet out in front of home plate. Cullen could see it out of his hands. So he's in scoring position. First time the Shorebirds have had a runner out at second since the first inning when they stranded Ryan Higgins at third to end that first. 2-2 on Bologna. 5-0 Pelicans, bottom of the sixth. Rodriguez looks to second. Here's his pitch. And Bologna takes just down and away. Thought about taking a rip at the breaking ball, but laid off. Counts full. Rodriguez leans in for the sign, gets it, comes set. Stares back at second. Now the 3-2. And breaking ball over Bologna's head as he ducks out of the way, takes ball four, and the Shorebirds in business here with one away in the sixth. They have men at first and second with Davis Tavares coming to the plate. Rodriguez last year bounced around the system a little bit. Emergency start up at AAA Iowa, spent time down in the Arizona Complex League, and also pitched in three games for Myrtle Beach. Here's the pitch. Tavares swings and fouls it in and out of Hearn's glove for strike one. Cullen dancing pretty hard away from second. Almost looked like he was about to run on that pitch. Not willing to pull the reins back, even though he's rehabbing from a hamstring injury. He wants to try to test it at 100%. Rodriguez stares him down the 0-1. And Tavares swings and pops it up. Foul ground first base side. That'll spiral back out of play about 10 rows deep. It's quickly an 0-2 hole for Davis. Tavares 0-2 tonight. He's grounded out to short. Popped out back to the mound. He's got hits in back-to-back games after going 0-8 to start the series. Doesn't have an extra base hit since the 15th at Lynchburg. Could use one here. The 0-2. Down in the dirt, blocked by Hearn. Runners stay put. The count's 1-2. That's Davis's calling card, is his power. He's got a big frame at 6'2", 235. Last year, he had 13 extra base hits down in the FCL, 10 doubles, a triple, and two homers. Two on, one out. The 1-2 pitch. And Tavares lines it the other way. That'll slice in front of the Pelicans' bullpen. Down the right field line. Drops in foul, and the count stays 1-2. Battle here between Rodriguez and Tavares. 5-0 Pelicans, bottom six. Two on, one out. 1-2 again, and Tavares takes. Curveball down the shoe tops. Counts even at two. Rodriguez gets his sign. Ready's up. Stares the hitter down. Now pitches. And Tavares swings. Gets under it. But that'll get back and over the Pelicans' dugout first base side. And Tavares continues to duke it out. Isaac De Leon on deck. He's 1-2. Shorebirds down 5-0. 2-2 again, and Tavares swings and rolls it through the whole left side of base hit. Cullen gets the stop side at third, but now the ball gets by Pagan. Cullen turns on the Jets and comes home to score standing. Davis Tavares gets the Shorebirds on the board thanks to Pagan's error in left. It's a 5-1 game here in the sixth inning. Shorebirds trail. Good read by Cullen. And after Rojas gave him the stop sign at third, he then immediately waved him in after the ball got under Pagan's glove and left. So no RBI for Tavares, but the Birds are on the board. It's a 5-1 game. Bologna now at second, Tavares at first, and Isaac De Leon the batter. Right-handed stick. Here's the first pitch. Backdoor breaking ball finds it unlocked for strike one. De Leon is singled and popped to first.
He had one of the big at-bats in last night's game, actually came in the sixth as well. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second. We punched out to end the inning. 0-1. De Leon swings, lines it towards short by the dive of Preciado and on into left field. Bologna gets the wave around third. Here's the throw to the plate. It's in time. On a hop from Pagan, he bounces back from the error the play prior and fires a strike to the plate to nail Bologna and keep Myrtle Beach up by four. Talk about a quick turnaround for Ezekiel Pagan in left. His error brings home the run on the prior play. One hop throw to the plate. Men at first and second again. Now two outs for Delmarva. Still down 5-1. Here's the pitch to Cruz. He swings and misses for strike one. So three straight hits for Delmarva, but just one run to show for it. Bologna can fly as well. So that is a heck of a play by Ezekiel Pagan. Josue Cruz, left-handed batter. He's 0 for 2, two strikeouts. Two on, two out. Rodriguez deals home. And Cruz, a half-hearted swing at a fastball up and out of the zone. It's 0-2. Shorebird still down 5-1. Trying to keep the magic going here in the sixth. 0-2 pitch. Cruz takes, called strike three. Breaking ball freezes him as it tumbles in at the knees. And Rodriguez limits the damage to just one here in the frame thanks to a little help from Ezekiel Pagan out in left. We go to the seventh. Myrtle Beach on top now 5-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org.
Looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds not being shut out anymore, but they still trail it now 5-1 as they get three hits in the sixth. The runner thrown out at the plate, but one run pushed across. Dan Hammer back to work, and his first pitch changeup is low for ball one to Jacob Wetzel. 4, 5, and 6 due up for Myrtle Beach. Pelicans leading it 5-1. Ezekiel Pagan throwing out Isaac Bologna at the plate. The last half inning, 1-0. Wetzel swings and skies it on the right side of the diamond. First baseman Cruz calling it. Behind the bag is called off by the second baseman Cullen, who makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Cullen a solid 8 inches shorter than Cruz. If Josue wanted to, he could have just plucked it out from over top Greg's head. But he pays deference to the double-A player on rehab and lets him make the catch for the first out of the inning. Hammer looking to rebound from a rocky sixth. Three-run double for Pete Crow Armstrong. The first pitch to Miguel Fabrizio is down and away for ball one. Shorebirds trying to keep pace in the standings. The Fredericksburg Nationals playing again at Kannapolis. 1-0, Fabrizio takes high and away for ball two. Fred Nats have the lead right now in the top of the ninth. It's 6-5 Fredericksburg. That's been a great series, although it's gone mostly Fredericksburg's way. Red Nats looking for their 10th win. 2-0.
Fabrizio takes. Fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Miguel, left-handed batter. He's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored tonight. Carolina League. But first, the 2-1 from Hammer. Flared the other way down the left field line. That slice is foul. And the count's even at 2. Fayetteville leading Augusta 6-2. They're currently in the bottom of the ninth, but the Green Jackets threatening. 2-on and 2-out. So they won't go silently into the night. Down east, pummeling Columbia 10-1. Wood Ducks, bottom of the ninth. 2-2, fastball way inside. And Cerizio has to dance out of the way, and the count's full. Charleston doubling up Salem 10-5. That's in the bottom of the eighth. And already won final tonight. Lynchburg, a 9-2 win over Carolina. Jack Leftwich, who the Shorebirds saw twice when they played the Hellcats, picked up the win. 3-2. Fabrizio takes high ball four as Hammer walks Fabrizio with one out here in the top of the seventh. So I'll bring up Ethan Hearn. Hearn started the scoring in this one with a two-run double back in the fourth. Hammer's pitch count has just crossed 60. Imagine it will be angling for 75-ish or so. So hopefully be able to get through the rest of this inning. First pitch. Hearn takes inside. Fastball pushes him off the plate for ball one. Chatting with Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. earlier today, just about the start of the season and how it's kind of played out in a weird way. 1-0. Hearn takes down and in for ball two. The Carolina League, if you weren't aware, is actually the youngest league across the entirety of the minors. Average age is under 21. Talking to Felipe about that, he says that's probably why to start the season everybody was kind of clumped together in the standings. As you can see right now, the Southern Division, Myrtle Beach and Charleston tied at 8-5 apiece. 2-0. Hearn swings and lofts it high in the air to center, not all too deep. Baloney, racing in to get under it, makes the catch with one hand as he thought that was going to drift back to him halfway. Fabrizio retreats to first. But Felipe said that's a byproduct of all these young players. Everybody is just trying to figure out what in the world they're doing here in the first 2 weeks. How do you play professional baseball outside of the complex? What's your schedule? When do you show up? When do you take batting practice? Just how do you get ready on a day-to-day basis? Teams are starting to figure that out, and he said, once that all clicks for Delmarva, first pitch to Juan Mora, slider flipped in for a strike, 0-1. You'll really see a big difference, both the style and quality of play. That average age of the Carolina League, just under 21, 0-1. Mora takes in the dirt, taking off for second on the pitch is Fabrizio, and the throw not in time, as Monticone unable to catch Fabrizio, who thought that pitch down and away was going to get away from Monticone. So he takes second on the wild pitch. Wasn't running on the pitch, but basically as soon as it hit the dirt, he thought it was going to get away from Monticone. Michelle blocked it against his chest and fired to second, but not in time. 1-1. Mora takes. Fastball just off the outside corner for ball two. Mora 0-for-3 tonight after starting his Pelicans career 2-for-2 last night. Flied to left and right and grounded to third. Right-handed batter. Monticone sets up down and away. The 2-1. And the fastball is low for ball three. Mora thought it was ball four. He was already striding towards first. Come back to the plate. Crowd will jeer him a little bit. It's 3-1. 5-1 Myrtle Beach, top of the seventh, but average age of the Carolina League, under 21, which is younger than any college conference. 3-1, swing and a miss. Mora foul tip, sit into Montecone's glove. It's 3-2. Not one NCAA conference from Division 1 to 3 has an older or younger average age than the Carolina League, which is pro baseball. Absolutely wild. 3-2 punches it back out of play to stay alive. 5-1 Pelicans, top of the seventh. Shorebirds looking to avoid their fourth consecutive defeat. It also ensure a series win for Myrtle Beach. Runner at second, two outs. 3-2 again to Mora. And he swings and fouls it back. Stays alive. Battle between Mora and Hammer here. Kelvin LaRoche back up and warming out in the Shorebirds bullpen. This might be Hammer's last batter, whether or not he gets him. Man at second, two outs. Pelicans up by four, top seven. 3-2 again. And Mora rifles it into right field. Bologna, or Tavares rather, towards the line, is able to reel it in as that ball was scalded. But Davis, a good jump, able to put it away and retire the side here in the seventh. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch. Shorebirds down 5-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime. Everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Hope you had a good stretch. Shorebirds trailing Pelicans 5-1 as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Sam Jelinek with you here on Saturday night from the Eastern Shore of Maryland. 8-9-1 due up for the Birds against Luis Angel Rodriguez. Second inning out of the pen for him. He allowed one run in the sixth and another runner cut down at the plate. Moises Ramirez leads it off, right-handed batter. The first pitch from the lefty is down and in for ball one. Shorebirds have matched Myrtle Beach with six hits, but the Pelicans have found their way on base in a variety of other ways as well. 1-0, Ramirez takes fastball high for ball two. They've been hit two times, and they've also drawn five walks. 2-0 pitch. Change up and away for ball three. The Shorebirds, on the other hand, have only drawn one walk. That was Bologna back in the sixth against Rodriguez. So 3-0 on Ramirez here. The pitch, taking all the way. It's up and away for ball four as Rodriguez walks him on four pitches to open the seventh. Shorebirds are not a very walk-heavy team. They are a free-swinging bunch, make a good deal of contact. If you can believe this, they are actually middle of the pack in the league as far as batting average go, at seventh in a 12-team league. At 227. First pitch to Michael Montecone. He swings and fouls it off at the plate for strike one. There are more teams batting under 200 this year thus far in the Carolina League than are hitting above 250. Three are under 200. Two are above 250. Pitching has dominated the early part of the schedule. 0-1. Backdoor. That's typically the case, not to that kind of extreme, but in the early part of the year, pitchers will have the upper hand, and then as the temperature heats up, hitters will start to drive the ball a bit more. 1-1, fouled back. 1-2. Montecone 1-for-2 tonight. Singled his last time up in the fifth. Jam shot into center. Shorebirds looking to avoid their fourth consecutive defeat here at home. They have struggled here at Purdue Stadium so far this season. 1-2 to Montecone. He swings and misses. Fastball up and out of the zone. There's one away here in the seventh. Ramirez stays put at first. But since winning on opening night, the Shorebirds have won just one time since. That was earlier this week on Tuesday. as Delmarva now 2-5 here at the friendly confines. Top of the order, and Noel Burt Romero stands in, 0-3 in his first game back since rehabbing his hamstring injury. First pitch, Romero takes high for ball one. That win on opening night, that 9-6 come from behind win for Delmarva, actually extended a pretty lengthy streak the Birds have had. They've won on opening night for five consecutive seasons as Romero swings and misses at the 1-0, count even at 1. Last time the Shorebirds lost on opening night was back in 2017 on the road at Greenville. 1-1. Romero takes on the outside corner off speed, nicks the edge, and it's 1-2. So you have to go back even further to the last time the Shorebirds lost their home opener. And that's all the way back to 2008, seven straight wins when they've opened the season at home. 1-2, Romero swings and fouls it back, stays alive. But obviously, since winning at home to open this season, hence, trailing 5-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. Ramirez at first, one out. Romero the batter, the 1-2. And he swings and rolls it on the ground to short. Preciado down to a knee, throws the second one over to first, double play. 6-4-3, the Pelicans roll it. And after the leadoff walk, the Shorebirds are turned away as Rodriguez faces the minimum here in the seventh. We go to the eighth. Still Pelicans 5, Shorebirds 1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the eighth, still a 5-1 deficit for the Shorebirds against the Pelicans. Dan Hammer done after three innings in relief as the Shorebirds go to Kelvin LaRoche on this tech net called the bullpen. Hammer allows three runs on three hits, four walks, four strikeouts, and three innings of work. He allows his first earned runs and his first hit since his first relieves him in his first pitch to Reginald Preciado. It's a changeup swung on and missed for strike one. Preciado 1-for-3, dropped down a bunt base hit his last time up. Switch hitter bats left. LaRoche, 5'11", 170, ready from the stretch, is 0-1, just off the outside corner, 1-1. LaRoche, in three games this season, has not allowed an earned run. He's allowed two unearned runs, and that's it. And he has a 1-1 record. Seven innings, struck out three, walked one. The pitch, swing and a miss, breaking ball down and in, 1-2. Defensive change to tell you about as well. Luis Valdez has replaced Greg Cohen at second, as Greg's seven innings have come and gone here today. Rehab continues. He said he'll try to play a full nine tomorrow. The pitch up and away with the changeup, and the count's even at two. LaRoche last pitched on Sunday at Lynchburg. Threw two innings, allowed an unearned run, was tagged with a loss on the walk-off. 2-2. Preciado swings and misses. LaRoche pulls the string, and Preciado down on strikes for the third time tonight. Just one away here in the eighth. LaRoche pitched a scoreless ninth at Lynchburg and then allowed the automatic runner to score to begin the 10th as Lynchburg walked it off for the second time that week. So tough luck for Kelvin. but he pitches here, trailing 5-1. Ezekiel Pagan, the batter, hits from the left side. First pitch. Fastball at 94, up and away from the road. That's the hardest we've seen him throw this season. The Roach fastball, sinker, curveball, changeup, slider. From the stretch with nobody on, the pitch. Changeup is high for ball two. Pagan 1-for-2. Singled and scored in the sixth. Walked in the fifth. And bounced out to first, back in the third. Simple stance from the left side. 2-0. Takes an off-speed pitch on the inside corner, 2-1. The Roach has been easily the most effective reliever this season for Delmarva. It's for itself, but he's only walked one, allowed just six hits. 2-1. Big swing and a miss. Looked like the curveball down. It's 2-2. Infield plays Pagan to pull. Shortstop De Leon up the middle. Outfield straight away. 2-2. Pagan waited back in the changeup and fouled it back. And we stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Myrtle Beach. 1 run, 6 hits, no errors for Delmarva. Roach set at the shoulders. Leg kick, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him in the changeup in the dirt. Blocked by Monticone, will pick it up, throw to first to complete the strikeout, and it's back-to-back punch-outs for Calvin LaRoche out of the bullpen. Lineup flips the top, and Pete Crow Armstrong, who is the one responsible for the comfortable Pelicans lead. 3-run double back in the sixth off of Dan Hammer, broke this one open. Since then, the Birds scored once in the bottom of the sixth, but nothing since. 5-1 the score. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball just outside for ball one. Again, infield plays Crow Armstrong to pull. Shortstop De Leon up the middle. Second baseman Valdez to the pull side. Ramirez off the line at third, 1-0. And Crow Armstrong swings and hits a little liner into right field for a base hit. Dunks it in front of Tavares. Crow Armstrong with his second hit of the day. He's now 2-for-4. I have to imagine as well, with 2 outs now, Crow Armstrong might be off and running. He's got some of the best speed on the team. 6 stolen bases on the year to lead the bunch, but he was caught last night as well. James Triantos digs in from the right side. 2-for-3. 2 singles, a walk, and a strikeout. The Roach set the first pitch. Fastball is outside for ball one. The Roach not extreme, say that he's all too slow either. Crow Armstrong, after seeing him from the stretch with a runner on once, might be opting to go here. The Roach set, 1-0. Fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Runner stayed put. Infield at normal depth, outfield straight away. Higgins a few steps back and left. Triantos with good power. Homered 6 times in the ACL last year. It's not homer yet this year. 1-1, runner goes, and Triantos cracks a grounder towards short, charging in for it, De Leon, and he fires across to Cruz to retire Triantos and end the inning on the 6-3 putout. LaRoche strands the 2-out single aboard, and we go to the bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds still down 5-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds still trailing the Pelicans 5-1. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Birds look to stave off a potential series defeat. Myrtle Beach has taken the past three games after the Shorebirds took game one of the series. We'll wrap up tomorrow afternoon at 2:05. Rematch of game one starting pitching matchup. Ryan Higgins leads it off in the first pitch from Luis Angel Rodriguez is high for ball one. Tomorrow, Moises Chassé again on the bump for the Shorebirds as he was on Tuesday. 1-0 is high for ball two to Higgins. Luis Devers will pitch for Myrtle Beach after he got just two outs back on Tuesday after a seven-run first. Only game the Birds have won this series. 2-0. Higgins takes a called strike outside corner, let her high. 2-1. Rodriguez faced the minimum in the seventh. Walked the leadoff man, but then a strikeout and a double play ball got him out of the frame. 2-1 on its way. Higgins takes down the dirt for ball three. Ryan 0-3 tonight. Reached on an error, stole the base, flied out to right, and struck out. Oh, 3-1. Fastball inside, ball four, as for the second straight inning, Rodriguez walks the leadoff man. And Higgins has now extended his on-base streak to 10 games in a row. It's been a weird on-base streak as well. He's just now 4-15 during that run. Two doubles, two driven in. He's walked two times and also been hit by a ton of pitches. That brings up Luis Valdez. Stepped into the game for Greg Cullen in the last half inning, playing defensively at second, switch hitter pads right, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike. Cullen finishes his evening 1-3. Valdez, speedster. Triantos in on the grass at third, the 0-1. Valdez takes on the outside corner. Another off-speed pitch, it's 0-2. Higgins leads away from first, the 0-2. And Valdez swings and misses as Rodriguez dispatches him on three pitches. Valdez tries to slam his bat against the ground and loses control of it on the way back up. Perhaps a fitting metaphor. Fourth strikeout out of the pen for Rodriguez. Brings up Isaac Bologna. Isaac, typically a switch hitter, again will bat from the left side here. I think that's now the third or fourth at-bat for Bologna this week, hitting from the left side against a lefty. First pitch curveball wraps around the inside corner for ball one. 5-1, Delmarva trails last of the eighth. The Shorebirds offense, since the seven-run first inning back on Tuesday, has gone virtually silent. Move over to first, and Higgins back to the back standing. They scored one run the rest of the game on Tuesday. Three on Wednesday, three on Thursday, and two last night. So they have scored all of nine runs now since that seven-run first inning on Tuesday. 1-0. Bologna swings and foul tips it, held on to by Hearn. 1-1. Myrtle Beach's pitching staff, we knew coming into the week, was one of the better ones in the Carolina League. But they have sliced and diced the Shorebirds here this week. 1-1. Curveball chopped on the ground, down the first baseline. Diving stop by Fabrizio. He gets up, throws to second to force out Higgins. Or check that, he stepped on the bag at first, so retires Bologna. Higgins into second safely, so the force was canceled out. Bologna retired as Fabrizio down the line. And Higgins up to second on the ground out. Yeah, And in scoring position, two away now for Davis Tavares. It's 1-for-3, singled back in the sixth. Third straight game with a hit for him. The pitch bounced in for ball one. Tavares' single ended up bringing home the Shorebirds' only run of the game to this point. When Ezekiel Pagan out and left had the ball trickle under his glove. Greg Cullen raced around third and scored after already stopping at the bag. Tavares looking to drive in a run here. Higgins at second, two outs. 1-0 pitch. And Tavares swings and fouls it back right over our heads in the press box. And the count's even at one. Tavares with 9 RBIs in the season, looking to break double digits. Right now, only one Shorebird has double-digit RBIs. That, of course, is Daryl Hernandez, who leads the Shorebirds in most offensive categories. 1-1, but first time called. Check that automatic ball was the reason for the time called, as Rodriguez too late to deliver to the plate. So 2-1 now on Tavares. Look to second, here's the pitch. And Davis swings and skies it to center shallow. Center fielder Crow Armstrong coming in, calls for it, and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Shorebirds strand Higgins out at second as they're turned away scoreless here in the eighth. We go to the ninth. Delmarva down 5-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July when the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. To the top of the ninth we go. Shorebirds trailing the Pelicans 5-1. It's Myrtle Beach with a chance to wrap up a series win a day early. We'll have the series finale tomorrow for you at 2:05. Kelvin LaRoche, after pitching a scoreless eighth, returns for the ninth. Second inning out of the pen. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Pelicans. Kevin Alcantara leads it all. LaRoche the stretch in the first pitch. Changeup floats inside for ball one. Alcantara 0-for-3 tonight with 3 strikeouts as he's gone silent here in the series after a pretty hot start. 1-0. Tries to check his swing, but ball glances off the bat. Dribbles foul for strike one. Alcantara came into tonight 5-for-19 in the series as the 1-1 is high for ball two. Looted 4 RBIs earlier in the series. In a 2-hit game, back on the 21st, he swings at the 2-1 and dribbles it foul. Counts even at 2. The Roach two-tone glove. Light tan base, almost a bone color, then black is offset color. 2-2. Breaking ball backs up off the inside corner. The count's full. LaRoche, perhaps unsurprisingly, is actually the only Shorebird
who, to my knowledge, did not lie about their height when I asked for it to update their bios. 3-2, Alcantara swings and misses. Off speed down low, and Alcantara a golden sombrero tonight as Laroche strikes out his third out of the pen. Laroche, listed at 5'11", actually told me he's 5'10". Everybody else has fibbed just a little. So we had team photo day. So you get the big team photo that'll be a giveaway later this season. And I printed out all the players in order by height so we could line them up correctly. First pitch, Jacob Wetzel's outside for ball one. And I had strength and conditioning coach Liz Pardo take a look at it to make sure that, you know, everybody's listed height seemed about accurate so we could get this right. 1-0 on the inside corner with a breaking ball, 1-1. And she looked at it and immediately said, this list is absolute garbage. Nowhere close to what we potentially needed. So thankfully, Liz lined them all up in the order that we needed for the team photo. 1-1. Breaking ball is low for ball two. So the moral of the story is don't believe everything you read online. It's a reminder, Felix Bautista, now with the big league club, is still listed at 6'4". 2-1. Wetzel chops it foul up the first baseline. 2-2, and Felix is no less than 6'7". Also, as it listed, he is at least 70 pounds heavier than that now. Wetzel 0 for 3 tonight. Hit by a pitch and scored in the fourth. The 2-2, he swings and dribbles it to the backstop to stay alive. Finishing up his homecoming here this week, where he's had a pretty nice series. Homered last night. Two-two, down and away. Wetzel lays off, and the count runs full. As with his good play this week, 4-for-16, 6 driven in coming into tonight. Wetzel has extended his on-base streak, now out to 8 with a hit by pitch tonight. Ali only has 5 hits during that on-base streak. Walked 6 times, and also the hit by pitch. Payoff pitch. Wetzel swings. It's a cue ball off the end of the bat towards third. Charging in Ramirez. Fields with a bare hand. Throws to first. In time. What a play by Moises Ramirez. So that baseball had a whole ton of English on it. He makes the fine bare hand snag and throws out Wetzel for the second out of the inning. So with two away, that'll bring up Miguel Fabrizio. He's 0-for-2. He's walked twice. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. Swings and misses out in front of a changeup for strike one. Infield plays Fabrizio to pulse ever so slightly. De Leon, the shortstop up the middle. The 0-1. On the outside corner with an off-speed pitch. Fabrizio didn't like the call. That's 0-2. Righty loosening out in the Myrtle Beach bullpen. As that looks like recently activated Jozan Okendo getting loose. 0-2. Fabrizio, a half swing, rolls it on the ground to second. To his left, Valdez gloves and flips to first to retire Fabrizio in 3-9. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Shorebirds need 4 to tie, 5 to win it as they trail 5-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth, last chance for the Shorebirds here as they trail the Pelicans 5-1. And we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen as Jozan Okendo will try to close it out for the Pelicans with a four-run lead. Okendo activated off the developmental list earlier this week for Myrtle Beach, relieves Luis Angel Rodriguez, who allows one run over three innings, three hits, three walks, four strikeouts. Porter Hodge went the first five in shutout fashion and right-handed arm as 6-7-8 due up. Isaac De Leon leads it off. Okendo 6-2-180, works in the stretch with nobody on, sets up crossfire, hands just above the belt. High leg kick in his first pitch. De Leon swings, rolls it on the ground to third. To his left, Triantos grabs it and throws across the diamond to retire De Leon on the first pitch of the ninth. One away. Shorebirds haven't had a comeback win since opening night, and they scored five times in the seventh to upend Fredericksburg 9-6. Okendo making his second appearance of the season. His first one didn't go well. Inning in the third, allowed three runs on three hits, two walks, and a strikeout. Here's Josue Cruz, left-handed batter. Open stance, Okendo the first pitch. Fastball misses down and in for ball one. Okendo, 21 years old, drafted by the Cubs out of Puerto Rico in the 16th round back in 2019. Spent last year in the Arizona Complex League, 1-0. Cruz swings and misses, 1-1. 18 games, 5 starts, 4-3 with a 4.57 ERA and 41 in a third innings. 1-1 on its way. Cruz takes high and outside for ball two. Josue 0-3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. Two-one. Cruz swings and misses. Fastball darting down and away. And the count's even at two. Five-one. Myrtle Beach leads bottom nine. The 2-2. And Cruz, a hot shot towards second on a dive. Mora deflects it into shallow right field for a base hit as Cruz sneaks it by Mora for a one-out single. So a little bit of life for the Shorebirds here in the last of the nine. And the first baseman, Fabrizio, will play behind Cruz with Moises Ramirez coming to the plate. Infield back, playing for the double play. Right-on-right matchup. Here's the first pitch. Ramirez takes a fastball low. Actually got away from Hearn to his left, but Cruz not going anywhere. Ball one. Ramirez 0-2. He walked his last time up. 1-0. Fastball down the middle. Counts even at one. One-one pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball two. Okendo, four-seam, two-seam fastball, changeup slider. Trying to wrap up this win for Myrtle Beach. Delmarva trying to rally to tie, if not win it. Down 5-1, bottom of the ninth. The 2-1. Ramirez takes, fastball runs in, and it's 3-1. On deck, Michael Montecone representing the bottom of the order. 3-1 pitch. Ramirez swings and pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Fabrizio gives it a look, but it's about five rows back. Can't make a play, and Ramirez stays alive with the count full. And time called at the plate by Ramirez. Or check that by the catcher, Hearn. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Cruz leads away from first, bottom nine. 1 out. 3-2 pitch, and Ramirez swings and misses. Fastball sinking down low. Oquendo punt the ninth. And the final hope for the Shorebirds is Mijael Montecone. Montecone, 1 for 3, was his third hit of the season. Flair single to center back in the seventh. Back in the sixth, or fifth, beg your pardon. Right-handed batter. Oquendo readies up. First pitch. Two-seamer runs in for ball one. Fabrizio plays behind the runner at first. 2 outs, bottom nine, 5-1 Pelicans. The 1-0. Just off the inside corner, missing with the fastball. It's 2-0. And out to the mound goes the catcher, Hearn. He's kind of received that pitch very strangely. Not sure if him and Oquendo just weren't on the same page or what. We'll go and chat with him here. Gives him a tap on the chest and returns back to home. Crowd trying to will this Birds team on just a little bit more here in the ninth. Down by 4, down to their final out. 2-0 pitch, chopped foul into the Birds dugout. 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Montecone. 5-1 Myrtle Beach, bottom nine. 2 outs. Kicking the pitch. Montecone swings and hits a grounder to short. Backing up on it, Preciado gloves, has to throw across the diamond, and it's not in time. It gets over the head of Fabrizio and into the Myrtle Beach dugout. So Cruz gets third, Montecone gets second. It'll be a single and an error, as the problem on the play was Mora never covered second. Preciado was in the game, but Mora wasn't there, and Preciado had to throw flat-footed across the diamond. His throw was high. Montecone beat it, and the throw went into the Myrtle Beach dugout, allowing both runners to take an extra base. So a faint heartbeat here in the ninth for the Shorebirds now. Top of the order, Noelbert Romero comes in. Trying to keep the line moving is 0-for-4 in his return to action. 5-1, Myrtle Beach leads, bottom of the ninth, but things getting just a little hairy here with 2 outs. The pitch. Romero takes, fastball misses in for ball one, and the Pelicans do have an arm loosening out in their bullpen, as that's Jared Wright, who we saw earlier in the series getting loose. It's a 4-run game for now, tying run in the on-deck circle. See if we can get there. 1-0 pitch. Romero swings and taps it out in front of the plate. It's grabbed by Hearn, and he tags out Romero to end the game. Heady play by Hearn, as that chopper off the plate was in fair territory. He grabbed it. Romero hadn't moved from the box, and he tags Romero out in the plate, out in the box, shell-shocked to end the game. Myrtle Beach locks up a 5-1 win. They lock up a series win already, 4-1. As they take this one by a final of 5-1. We'll go ahead and take a break. On the other side, hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score here from Purdue Stadium. It's Myrtle Beach 5 and Delmarva 1. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group at the Shorebirds? There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Shorebirds fall for the fourth straight night to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans by a final score of 5-1. Sam Jelinek here with you to walk you through how this one happened, as the Shorebirds offense, basically for the fourth consecutive game and almost now for essentially 4.8 games since the first inning, has been unable to solve this Myrtle Beach pitching staff. The Shorebirds scored 7 runs in the first inning back on Tuesday, and since then, they have been held to 9 runs since over the ensuing, trying to do the math quick in my head, 27 plus 8, 35 frames. This Myrtle Beach pitching staff has stepped it up here the rest of the series as the Pelicans win the series by taking 4 out of the first 5. So how'd this one happen? Well, it was another pitcher's duel to start this one out. Ryan Long and Porter Hodge had dueling zeros going for the first 3 innings, and Myrtle Beach finally broke out in the fourth to take the lead. Ryan Long hit Jacob Wetzel, then walked Miguel Fabrizio, and Ethan Hearn made him pay as he ripped a 2-run double down the first baseline to drive in both Wetzel and Fabrizio to put Myrtle Beach ahead. Long limited the damage, just the 2 in the frame, and then handed the ball off to Dan Hammer for the fifth. Hammer stranded the bases loaded in the fifth inning, but was not so lucky in the sixth as he loaded them again with one out. This time, Pete Crow Armstrong, bases clearing double, down the left field line this time, extended the Myrtle Beach lead out to 5-0. The Shorebirds got one back in the bottom of the sixth. No RBI in the play for Davis Tavares, as his single to left field was mishandled by Ezekiel Pagan, allowing Greg Cullen to score from second. On the play, made it a 5-1 game. Isaac De Leon followed with another single to left, but this time Pagan, atoning for his sins, threw out Isaac Bologna at the plate to keep it a 5-1 game, and that's where the scoring would stop. Shorebirds, from that point forward, put runners on in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, but just never could push anything more across. They stranded a runner on in the 8th. They stranded 2 in the 9th to end the game after Cruz and Monte Cohn were both able to pick up singles. But Shozan Okendo was able to close it out and seal the win for Myrtle Beach. Final line score in this one for Myrtle Beach: 3 errors, they strand 9. For Delmarva, it's 1 run on 8 hits, no errors, they strand 9 as well. Porter Hodge picks up the win. It's his first of the year. He's 1-0. Ryan Long suffers the defeat after 4 innings of 2-run ball. He falls to 0-1. Your final line for Hodge, by the way, it's 5 innings, does not allow any runs, 3 hits, doesn't walk anybody, and strikes out 4. For Long, 4 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 walk, and a career high 7 strikeouts. As it was a solid outing for Long. He kept the Shorebirds in the game, about as much as you could ask for, but the offense, again, just unable to get over the hump here in the late innings and find that clutch hit to get them back into or maybe even take the lead late in the game. We started this one at 7:05. We finished at 9:32 for a time of game of 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of 2,431 fans here at Purdue Stadium, currently taking in the second fireworks show of the season. With tonight's game behind us, let's go ahead and look at the scores that you need to know from across the Carolina League and from across Birdland. First, from the Carolina League, everybody has gone final at this point, as they'll allow us to give you an updated look at the standings as well. Lynchburg, 9-2 winners over Carolina. Charleston, 10-6 over Salem. Marcelo Meyer hits his first home run of the season for the Red Sox, fourth overall pick by Boston last year. Down East, pummels Columbia, 10-1 the final. Fayetteville, 6-2 winners over Augusta. And Fredericksburg, 6-5 winners over Kannapolis. So with the Fred Nats win, Delmarva now falling to 5-9. They are now 5 games back of Fredericksburg. And with Lynchburg defeating Carolina, the Shorebirds are all alone in the cellar for the first time this season at 4 games under 500. They do not have the worst record in the league, as they are tied with Columbia at 5-9, and Fayetteville, who is also at 5-9 this season. So, misery loves company here in the early part of the season. With the 5-1 loss, Delmarva, like I said, falls to 5-9, 5 games back, 2-6 here at home with their fourth consecutive defeat. Myrtle Beach, they improved to 9-5 in the season. They stay tied with Charleston atop the Carolina League Southern Division. They are now 5-3 here on the road as they pick up their fourth consecutive win. Those are your Carolina League scores. Let's get you a look at Birdland. Aberdeen, unable to make it 5 in a row against Greensboro, fallen extras 8-7. But the good news is a lot of homers in this one. Connor Norby with 2. He has 4 on the season. Cesar Prieto with his 6th of the year to lead all Orioles minor leaguers. While John Rhodes, a homer as well, his first of the campaign. Norfolk currently down to their final out with Patrick Dorian at the plate. They trail 7-5 in the bottom of the ninth with old friend Dustin Knight actually looking to close it out against the Tides, as Norfolk will try to rally with 2 away. Final from Bowie, they fall to Akron for the first time 8-6 as Daniel Espino strikes out 14 over 5 innings. Gunnar Henderson, Cody Roberts, and Dylan Harris all homer for the Bay Sox. And the big league goes just got underway against the LA Angels, trying to make it 2 wins in a row. Currently out in Anaheim, it's the top of the second. The Orioles lead the Angels and Noah Syndergaard 2-1. Ryan Mountcastle with a homer already in that one. Those are all the scores you need to know from the teams that you care about. So let's go ahead and look ahead at tomorrow. Series finale between the Shorebirds and the Pelicans. Delmarva will try to salvage the final game and at least make it 2 wins here this week at home. They'll send Moises Chassé back out to the mound. Moises has still yet to allow an earned run yet this season, as he has double-digit punch-outs. We'll try to build upon his solid start of 4 shutout innings back on Tuesday as he takes on Luis Devers for the second time this week. Devers battered by the Shorebirds to the tune of 7 runs, 5 earned in Tuesday night's start. He lasted just 2 outs. He is 0-2 on the season with a 7.50 ERA. First pitch slated for 2:05. We'll talk to you at 1:50. That'll wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in. Unable to snap their losing streak as they see it extend out to 4. So until tomorrow at 1:50, we'll talk to you then as the Birds complete their series against the Pelicans. Your final score from tonight one more time. It's Myrtle Beach 5 and Delmarva 1. Until tomorrow, we'll talk to you at 1:50. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.